So, getting on to the speech. When I was in sixth grade, Mom asked me, "Dal, do you want to go see a Christmas ukulele concert?" And me, at my very young age, I said, "Ukulele?" And I said, "All that I knew about the ukulele is that it was the instrument I learned to play Mary Had a Little Lamb in grade 4 at Hillcrest." So I was like, "How could there be a whole concert with just ukuleles? It doesn't make sense." Nevertheless, I attended the concert with my older cousins, Mark and Matthew, in the group. So from the time I sat down at the concert and heard the first notes being played by the group, I knew I had to learn to play the ukulele. So my journey began in HU3s in January of grade 6. If Island Ukuleles had not been a part of my life, I would have never discovered my love for playing music and especially performing. I would have never met any of these amazing people if it had not been for the uke. I can sit down whenever and wherever I want and strum and pick and truly enjoy what I'm doing to its fullest. I mean, with this instrument, you can travel around the world spreading happiness in people's lives. It's that versatile and amazing. So in my time with Island Ukuleles, I've traveled to Hawaii twice, California twice, Seattle, Edmonton, and Kalama. These trips are not just typical band trips, but they're jam-packed sightseeing, concert-playing, incredible adventures. And that's an understatement. Just ask any kid or chaperone who's been on a tour before. From surfing in Hawaii, to marching in a parade in Kalama, to roaming ice caves, to riding rides at Universal Studios, to watching baseball games in LA, Oakland, and Seattle, and finally to water skiing in Shawnee every year. Island ukulele is one of those things in life which you wish you could go on forever. Now, on to Tina. How can you describe Tina? I would describe Tina as a wonder woman. What always boggles my mind is, how does she function with such little sleep? I'll wake up on a typical weekday morning, and I find that I've received an email from Tina sometime after midnight, more specifically, sometime after 1. Now, actually, I went on there to see when was the latest email. I found an email sent last year, 3:58 a.m., so I know that's later than I stay up most of the time, so. So, I mean, I find it hard to function after less than 7 hours sleep. Could you imagine putting 4 kids into the equation and a job teaching and directing a music group? It's just nutty. Tina is truly an amazing woman, whether it comes to planning trips or concert programs. You're one of the most motivational people I've met. If we're not for you, I bet we'd all be playing Mary Had a Little Lamb for the audience. So I hope to stay in touch with all you guys, and I'd love to join you on the big trip next year, wherever you guys are going. So going back in time to grade 6, I would never have thought that I would graduate from this group so this fast. So to all you grade 5, 6s, and 7s, time flies, so enjoy your time in the group, and make some nutty music.